make our own unusual version of a map. So we're going to say that this, and we can, you know, we can make it tidy or we can make it sort of rumpled up. Either way, this is going to be Galilee. And this is the region where Jesus and his friends and followers mostly lived. And everything was comfortable and familiar for them. Now, this is going to be Samaria. Can we spread that out over there? So the Galileans live in Galilee and the Samaritans live in Samaria. And the thing is that these two groups of people don't appreciate or understand each other very well. And the Galileans, who think they know how to do everything the way it should be done, look over there in Samaria and see that those people don't do things the same way. And so that means to the Galileans, well, they're probably inferior and lowly, and clearly they don't understand anything about God. They got it all wrong. And between the two regions is this space, this borderland between, where mostly people don't like to go. But Jesus had to go to Jerusalem, and he decided to go through that borderland space between Galilee and Samaria. And while he was going through that place that mostly people did not like to wander through, he came to a village, and outside the village, he saw this group of people in the distance, and he began to hear that they were hollering at him as he walked along. And they were calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So he walked a little closer, and he noticed that they weren't trying to walk any closer to him. They were just standing there. So as Jesus approached, he was really studying them carefully. And he saw that this group had 10 people in it, and he looked at their faces and their clothes and their hands and their feet. And he realized that all those 10 people had something wrong with their skin. Some of them had rashes or blisters or blemishes or infections or sores. Every single one of them had something wrong with their skin. And they were crying out, but not moving toward Jesus. They were just standing there saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And Jesus understood then what the problem was. All these 10 people had been declared lepers. When it was noticed by their neighbors that there was something wrong with their skin, it was decided, because that was the rule in those days, you have to leave your family, leave your village, go away from your work, and go to some wilderness area where you won't contaminate anyone else. And the only people you're allowed to associate with is other people who have something wrong with their skin. And so here were these 10 lepers who'd been cast out of all other forms of society and families and towns and villages, and they just were by themselves trying to survive in this place where nobody else usually was. And so Jesus understood how much suffering was involved in their lives and how sad they were and how they needed help. And so he said to these 10, and that's fine if Samaria needs to fly around a little bit because it's fun to interact with it, that's totally fine. We're not that particular about our map. So Jesus said to these 10, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And the reason he said that was because the priests were the one who could decide, oh, this person has leprosy and needs to go away, or, oh, this person's skin is clean and healthy, no problem, you can go back, you're not a leper anymore, you can go back and join your family and your village again. So Jesus told the 10, "Go show yourself to the priest." And well, they immediately went to follow his instruction. They turned and started walking where they thought they were going to find the priest. And as they walked along, they began to realize, oh my gosh, the sores on their skin were going away. The blisters and the blemishes, the infections, everything was clearing up. Their skin was getting all smooth and clean and beautiful again. And so they knew when they got to the priest, everything was going to be okay. The priest was going to say, "You're not a leper. You can go back home. You can go back to your job. Everything's great now." So when they all saw this, one of them turned around, and this one happened to be from the Samaritan side of this border place, and came running and shouting, "Praise God, hallelujah, thank you, praise God." And he ran all the way back to where Jesus was, and when he got there, he laid himself down on the ground, face down in front of Jesus, and he was saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." Jesus said, "Well, that's interesting. Weren't there 10 people here before? 10 that have been healed and made well, and was only one of them found who would come back and say thank you? And this one was a Samaritan, who everybody's used to thinking is strange and different and inferior and has it all wrong. Isn't that interesting? And then Jesus said to the Samaritan who was still laying there on the ground, your faith has made you well. Get up and go on your way. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, oh, that's okay. We'll just, you can hold your hand out and sort of as a gesture of good friendship, even though you can't quite reach each other. Dear God, thank you for the grace and the love that you have showered upon us. And since we have received your love and kindness, help us to extend that same kindness and mercy and grace to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, and before you go to Sunday school, you can help me put Galilee and Samaria and the borderland back in the basket.